What's good, everybody? It's Kimona back with my tea of the day. Welcome to season 4, episode 13, Quarto E Threse. I think so. I'm confident in that. So I'm back with another one. Of course, we have to just do a moment of silence for all of the rap bitches whose career is about to end in the next 2 years. I say that to tell you this. Nicki Minaj is back on her motherfucking belly, and she's not playing. Like, welcome back, Roman. Welcome back. It has been a long-awaited time for Roman to resurface and come back to us. We've been waiting for Roman to motherfucking appear again. Because when Roman is out and he's motherfucking loose, it's over for everyone. Like, she's really been kind. She's really been gentle. She's really just been playing with kid gloves. She's been really trying to be nice. But y'all want her to act the fuck up. Y'all want her to roast y'all. Y'all want her to be the angry person. You want her to be back on her belly. So now she is. 2022, she did not lie, has been her motherfucking year to get motherfucking flowers, to break more motherfucking records, to get everything that she motherfucking been deserving of. We start off the motherfucking year with, do we have a motherfucking problem? And that wasn't just a music video. That wasn't just a song. That was a moment. That was another cultural change. A cultural shift, if you may. Do we have a problem? Is definitely one of her best songs. But is hands down her best video to date. That was a movie. We got a little acting. We got Tommy. We had Tia's husband. His fine ass. What is his name? Hardwick. Mr. Hardwick. And the baby. Her and the baby, they go good together. And it's always a few dudes that she really fucks it up with. It's definitely the baby, it's definitely Wayne. It's definitely M when they get on the songs together. And I want to say Kanye. Those are like the four males that she just dominates and really just really good, gives her all with. And do we have a problem that really with everything? Then we get motherfucking Bussin'. Another song right after. A 2-for-1, if you may. And Bussin' was cute. Bussin' was like a twerk song. Like, that was just for the club. And she knew that. She knew that wasn't about to be like her comeback single. That was not about to be a song that was going to be like that memorable. Because that's something that she did. But she fucked that up as well. Then we get motherfucking Blake Blake with Chloe LeRae. This up-and-coming song, this up-and-coming rapper who's been trying to get into the game. And, you know, she was getting bullied online and stuff like that. And Nicki, being the generous queen that she is, decided to say, you know, I like you, you're dope. You seem like you got some type of talent. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to be on your song. No problem. Her verse was the only thing memorable of that song, besides the chorus, if we're being honest. It was cute, but it wasn't giving away. It was not giving what it was supposed to have gave at all. Like, I don't know. Her album didn't give what it was supposed to give either, if we're being honest. But nevertheless, that song came out. And Nicki really didn't promote that song, if we're being honest, because a little bit after, We Go Up come out with 504 in. A nice little trap beat, because everyone wants to have ops now, because Nicki has ops. No, everyone wants to have ops. Ain't that funny? So now, everyone wants to do drill music, because Nicki wants to do drill music. Copy. Look at them following the leader. I love that for them. So, We Go Up. Another shift in the motherfucking rap game. We Go Up was just so delivered, so fucking nice. The bars. The video was cute. You've seen Hints of Roman in there. As it should be. And it was just that whole time with everything for her. And then, after We Go Up came out, where did we go? It seemed like, no. Oh. Then she gives us motherfucking the Queen's Mix, no, Queen Radio, Volume 1. And she adds most of her hits. She got tons of hits, so not even most of it, but a good amount of hits. And then she decides to give us a little remix to Miss Licky. From a Jamaican, Trinidadian, Caribbean vibe type song, and we know she always eats on that, because she goes back to her motherfucking roots. So that song was cute. The album did what it's supposed to do, selling more than a lot of these bitches' mixtapes and albums that just came out. Says a lot. Where's the climate? Where are you girls? So, after that, you know, Nicki decided to really get on her bully. And you say, you know what? Let me get to the Vanguard Award. Because it's rightfully mine, it's rightfully due. It's about motherfucking time that she got that award. That she's been getting her fucking flowers, festival after festival. Like, she's been eating these fucking performances up, these videos up. Like, this really has been her redemption year. So, Vanguard Award. Super Freaky Girl. Hand in hand. As the fuck it should be. So Super Freaky Girl is giving me Anaconda vibes 2.0. Like what Anaconda did, no female rapper is doing that. No pop girl did that. If we're being honest. Like, Anaconda was really that girl. Anaconda definitely was a cultural shift. It changed the landscape of music. And it is a whole vibe. Completely a whole vibe. And for her to redo that again and even make it better is outrageous. Her and sampling, give her a sample, she's gonna fuck that shit up. She's gonna do what the fuck you need to do. She's gonna make it her. She's going to make it different, unique, but she's still gonna give you that flavor that only Nicki Minaj can do. So Super Freaky Girl come out, and we was waiting for the video. We were like, okay, she's about to drop this song in the visual. Because that's what she's kind of been doing. And we were like, okay, no. Maybe not. Maybe she's about to not give us the goddamn thing. Because we're rushing her too much. It's about the process. So you said, you know what? I'm going to give you the Queen's remix. No, I'm going to give you the Roman's remix. Okay, cool. Roman's remix, everything. She added a third verse. And that's when Roman came in and put the girls to bed. Roman said it's bedtime. It's been bedtime, but I'm about to let you eat. Now it's time for me to just come back and conquer the shit. Because y'all not doing what the fuck y'all supposed to do. Like, well, I'm on hiatus, but I'm quiet. This is when y'all supposed to be cooking. This is when y'all supposed to be making motherfucking noise. And y'all aren't. Y'all are so lazy, so lackluster. There's nothing interesting about y'all. Y'all are all one and the same. And Roman did what needed to be done. 1,000%. Let me get to the Vanguard Award. We get to her performance. Her performance was everything. I love the outfit. I love the pink. I love... Like, pink is her color. Like, pink staple in Nicki Minaj's color. The color with everything. The outfit with everything. Her acceptance speech. Like, if you don't know, she's been talking about mental illness and mental health for the past few years. Especially with everything that she's been dealing with. And not even talking about just her, just every individual person. Been dealing with, like, mental illness is real. And when you do not check on people, when you continue to beat people down and use Twitter fingers and you disrespect people on the internet and just in general, you don't know how that person's going to react. You don't know how that person can handle that. You don't know what that person's even dealing with for them to be in that situation. So for y'all to continue to
belittle people and just hate on people for no fucking reason. It's tired and it's late. It's been telling y'all for years. Check on these people, because look at all these rappers who died. Like, and it's not even necessarily because of mental illness reasons or like mental type shit, but just in general, like, rest in peace to PNB Rock. Like, that shit was tragic. That shit was uncalled for. That shit is not okay. And then y'all try to beat Nicki up for saying, why are we putting locations on our shit? Like, we didn't learn from the other rappers who we just lost, like Pop Smoke and shit like that. We didn't learn from them, from those instances, from those experiences. Like, when can we finally get to a point where we are not, we're not gonna continue to put our location out for any and everyone, especially us being in the limelight that we're in. And then the remnants of the Whitney Bobby situation. I love that. I love just her whole speech, her talking about the barbs, thanking everyone that helped her throughout her whole career with everything. Even most of the people that she fell out with. Like, she literally named Mariah Carey. And you already know that Mariah was jealous of whatever happened, happened. Of course, everyone felt the type of way that she did not mention Kim. I have a love-hate relationship with them. Simple fact, because I thought they made up already, but clearly they did not. Because we've seen that Lil Kim decided to come out with a Plan B remix that Megan did not even authorize. And Megan paid dust to it and said absolutely nothing about the remix at all. Kim, I'm sorry, just quit. At this point, just quit. Don't make music anymore. It's okay. It is okay if you do not make music anymore. I will be fine with that. Just perform your old hits and lay back. Like, bring up the new girls if that's what you want. But a lot of the new girls don't even fucking like you. They only fuck with you because they're not fucking with Nick at the time. It's sad to say, but it's true. So, performance was everything. She gave her all. Like, the choreography was it. Super Bass, she killed that. The whole transitions ate that all the way the fuck up. Then we get to the motherfucking video. And she's giving Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She's giving Barbie the fuck down. Like, she listened in this era. Like, this year she listened. She said, you know what? No more kitty pool. No more half-ass videos. No more this, no more that. You know what? Y'all want some clean shit? Y'all really want me to be in my kingdom? I'm gonna be in my kingdom. I got y'all. Y'all really want me to stop going back and forth like that? I gotcha. Y'all really want me to be sickening? As I know I can be. I gotcha. And she's been giving us. She's just been delivering back after back after back. And they've all been so different to her. So back to, like, the old Nicki. And it's everything. So, the video for me was so beautiful. I love how it was the Barbie aesthetic. She was walking her dog. It was just her and the fire torch. It's always been a thing. Since The Boy, since this one, since that one. She's always gonna have a little fire torch. The way she blew up the house, the way she's been twerking her eyes off because she realized and she just noticed that she really can move her shit now. Like, her shit moves now and she's gonna shake her ass whenever the fuck, whenever she wants, whenever she feels like it now, because she can move it. And y'all girls are gonna be mad. Y'all girls are gonna be tight. And then he said, you know what? Y'all been talking about these lady nights things, like just having a female rap song. You know what? Y'all been showing me love? Let's do a Queen's mix. Mind you, she said it's going to be two or three. And Queen's mix come out. With my baby Malibu Mitch. Then you have JT. Then you have Aardvark V. You have Bia Bia. And you have drilling with Clinton. And when I say, I have not been so impressed by a bunch of women on one song in a while, because it doesn't happen often. But just in general, like, they all ate. They all did what the fuck they needed to do. They all came and conquered. They all said, you know what? Mickey put me on a song, and it's not even a pop song anymore. I'm gonna make it just rap. Like, I'm just, like, Mickey just played the chorus in the beginning, and that was it. Like, it was just bar after bar after bar. Flow after flow after flow. Flow change. Distinctiveness in a song. Distinctiveness in a person. Like, the transitions between each girl. Nicki bringing each girl out. Like, come on. And then Roman entering the building at the end. After Malibu met, she gave her the alley-oop to slam dunk it. Because Malibu is her flow. Like, Malibu, out of all the girls, Malibu's verse to me was the best. In terms of, like, the flow-wise, in terms of, like, the cadence, the delivery of it. If we're going, like, bar-wise, I would have to say, I have to give it to R-Bar B or JT. But, of course, Roman's at the top. Because she had the shortest, verse, but she made it the most impactful, the most everything. And that's why girls don't want to be on the phone with her. Because they know that regardless of if they're giving their A, they're giving their best work. And they may not even be giving her best work. It's still going to be one time. Because it's just her flow, her cadence, her delivery, her work, like her double, triple, quadruple entendres. But we're not going to act like our Bark was not fucking eating with those entendres with fucking LL Cool J. Because she did that. She said, oh, entendres? I got those. I know what those are. These girls may not, but I know what these are. Jay-Z talking about she's a princess of this shit and a gang member. Copy, JT. She came in the way she needed to. Bia, she was cute. She, like, her verse wasn't right. I just didn't get into it like that. I don't know. So, Drilly, she did what the fuck she needed to do. And, yeah, Ark Bark. Period. That was it. So, it came out. Went to number one on iTunes, it's on the 3rd, and no rap girl congratulated them. They were just mad that they were not on there. And now you're belittling these girls who just got a number one song on iTunes, which you probably could have already. And she literally said that it's going to be second one, which she did Queen Radio. So now you're talking all of this stuff. Well, you could have been on the second one. Maybe she just did the first one to put these girls on for congratulating her for the success of Super Freaky Girl. So now you really just shot yourself in the fucking foot. And you wonder why she don't deal with females like that. Because of shit like this. Like, y'all had one thing to do, was to congratulate the girls on eating or getting on the song with Nicki on whatever. But instead, y'all chose violence. And instead, you had Drillery. Drillery Clinton dragging your hoes. Arbark dragging your hoes. JT dragging your hoes. For Nicki. Because Nicki's done. Nicki's done talking. And so now she has to talk. And now she has to just let you know, like, this is why I don't fuck with people. Like, look at every instance when I mess with a female rapper and what happened. And then she just started going in on the female that she tried to help and who shitted on her at the end of the day. And y'all shot yourself in the foot, because if there was going to ever be a queen mix too, so now she probably threw that idea out the window, because it's not going to be taken the way it should be taken. And this is unity. This is all these female rappers getting on a song and making a moment. That's all Nicki wanted. That's all Nicki ever wanted. You're not saying she came in the game and wanted to be with everyone. No. But she's never going to be that person who gets bullied. She's never going to be that quiet person. She's never going to be the person who allows shit to just slide. That's never been her. And if that's what, if that's who you want as a rapper, I don't know what to tell you. I feel sorry for Megan. Because Roman dragged the fuck out of her on Queen's Ranks. And mine was directed right at Megan. It was. Giddy up. Mm-hmm. Senorita. Senorita. When I say how playful she is, how playful she's been, like, she's really in her playful bag again. She's enjoying the music. She's loving the music. That's why I can't really wait for her to drop this album. And low-key, I want it to be... I need it to be a... like a surprise release. Because she definitely up that stature to do that. And for it to be successful. Because we've been waiting for it. We've been dying for it. We've been craving it. So if she just released a snippet of something, and the next thing you know, 5 months later, she just released her album on her website. Don't even distribute it anywhere for like a week. Just make them go right to your website so you can get all that fucking coins. But we need a Queen's Mix video. We do. If not for anything, we need the video for Queen's Mix. And Ben, honestly, I want you to do a Queen's Mix too. But I don't want you to even... I want you to find the girls. But I don't necessarily even want you to be on it. Because they don't deserve a verse with you. They deserve... like, you'll give them a name. Or a name again. But they don't deserve another verse from you. No. But for this album, I can't wait for the bars. I can't wait for the funness of it again. I can't wait for the videos. I cannot wait to see who you actually collabing with. Because as much as I'm not the biggest fan of Doja, I want one again. But only if it's a hip-hop song. But I definitely want you and Malibu to do a song together by yourselves. Y'all need that. Y'all need that moment. And I will be here for that whole entire moment. Because Malibu's been literally riding for you since day one. Like, literally since he came out to my fucking pussy. Like, literally, she is your princess of the rap shit. But no one's paying attention to Malibu like that. And I think that's a little bit Malibu's fault, because she's pigeonholing herself. Like, she's not versatile. And I think that's the issue. That's the big issue. So, and then she just came out with a song with Blue, an R&B vibe song, which was cute. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't hate the song, but am I gonna go down and play it like that? No. Like, it was cute. It was cute because, you know, she hasn't done R&B in a little while, so it was definitely a cute effort, but I don't know. I don't know about that one. But, and she's been vindicated, or her husband's been vindicated on all of the allegations about his rape case. And, so I'm waiting for those apologies from her. I'm waiting for the apologies of Nicki saying that Cardi sent dudes to beat the girls up at the club for fucking Offset. That came out to be fucking true. Everything that she says, 9 out of 10, I'm sorry, it's true. She has facts. She's not just gonna say shit that she can't back up. That's why most of y'all girls would not succeed in the next 2 years. Cardi's out of here. Hot shit was hot shit. Like, y'all keep on trying to give her a name. Y'all keep on trying to do this, trying to do that. But I'm sorry, people. Like, she's starting to put up the second album because she's scared to. She is afraid to put up the second album. Meg. Clearly, the Tory Lanez thing happened because Tory Lanez is still beating people up. Like, he beat up August Alsina the other night, unfortunately. But she needs to sit down and really figure out what she's trying to do in music. Because not for nothing, she's beefed with a lot of people too, but no one wants to say anything about that. Part of the cap, that's why JT kept her verse for Nicki. Just saying, Because did I make the album? What was that, Megan? Like, I'll give it. It was better than Good News. Bad News. Some News. But it definitely didn't get what it was supposed to get. Like, I like the rawness of the album. I'll give you that. I feel like you are a great rapper. You're just not a great musician or a song-structured artist. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I put you with, like, a Remy Ma. Like, y'all both can rap down. I can give you that. But when it comes to making music, y'all just aren't that fluent with it. And that's why y'all stay the way y'all do. But only you, like, you have a heads up over Remy because you're a twerker and you twerk. And that's it. Like, that's all I ever get from you. When I get something out from you, it just isn't where it needs to be. Like, you didn't give your all into that other side of it. That's my opinion. And thank you for biting off an Iggy once again with that video. I love that for you, Megan. I do. And those are the quote-unquote mainstream girls. Oh, besides Lotto. Lotto's still in it. Like, Lotto's still, you know, coming to her album. I can't wait for this next album to see what she's about to give now, and hopefully it's not the same as the other two. Because I definitely need, you know, a variety from you as well, Lotto. You're not exempt from that. But, and it's already just September. We have October, November, December to get new music from Nicki, new music videos, or maybe an album. And that documentary is still coming, and I cannot wait to see what the fuck she actually puts on that. Because it's been years in the making. She's gonna talk about motherhood. She's gonna talk about her mental status. She's gonna talk about losing her brother. She's gonna talk about getting married. She's gonna talk about the hate train. She's gonna talk about being a rapper. She's gonna talk about the business. She's gonna talk about politics. She's gonna talk about every fucking thing that she's been dealing with since and before the Queen era. And that's a lot of years. That's a lot of material. So I can't wait to see what the fuck she comes out with. I can't wait to see who actually picks it up. Because that's what she's waiting for. To see who's going to actually take it. That makes sense. This was Simi's Tea of the Day. Thank you for listening to Season 4, Episode 13. I'm back with another one. And thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for having almost 11,000 plays on Anchor and everywhere else that y'all listen to me. Like, I have a whole website. If you don't know, it's kingcofthedaytheday.com. If you want to be on this and get on this to talk about some music, some real shit, hit me up, Kimi Holder on IG, or Kimi C of the Day on Instagram, or on Facebook. Laters.